USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The fire is finally out at the Cathedral of Notre Dame in Paris, struck by that devastating blaze yesterday that engulfed and destroyed the wooden roof of the 850-year-old historic landmark. French billionaire François-Henri Pinault is among several well-to-do people now pledging millions of dollars to rebuild it. The French President Emmanuel Macron says it shall be rebuilt.
This cathedral, more than 800 years ago, we were able to rebuild it and improve it through centuries. So I'm telling you right now, very solemnly, we will rebuild this cathedral.
Speaking through a translator there, former Massachusetts Governor Bill Weld announcing he's entering the race for the White House as a Republican, saying in a video that he has a record of leading a traditionally blue state. And this is USA Radio News.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Available on Amazon.
Pros know, doing it right means getting more bang for your buck because putting more toward your bottom line is good for business. Lowe's does it right with savings on the brands you trust. Come in now during our Stock the Shop event and save up to 25% off select tools and accessories from DeWalt, Irwin, Bostitch, and more. Like $40 off a Bostitch 16-gauge finished nail gun now for just $139. For your next job and the next, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offer valid through 4/21. See store for details, U.S. only.
Tax day was yesterday, and on the subject of taxes, Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders issues a challenge to President Trump.
Hey, President Trump, my wife and I just released 10 years. Please do the same. Let the American people know how much we
love. And during a Fox News town hall program in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania last evening, Sanders admitted he is now a millionaire himself, saying that it's because of the books that he's written, including a recent bestseller. Ride-hailing service Lyft is going to start keeping continuous background checks on its drivers. The company's announced it's going to run daily criminal monitoring of all active drivers, getting immediate notification of any criminal convictions that would disqualify someone from driving. The Seahawks making QB Russell Wilson the highest-paid player in the NFL. Reports are he's agreed to a four-year, $140 million contract extension. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
West Virginia suffers from fentanyl abuse more than any other state, according to West Virginia University researchers who looked at fentanyl-related deaths in the state from 2005 to 2017. They say the death toll spiked more than 120% from the first 10 years of the study to those last two. So West Virginia leading the nation in deaths related to fentanyl, and also it has the highest rate of overdose deaths per capita. She had a unique voice and great comedic timing. Actress Georgia Engel has died at the age of 70. She was best known for her role in the iconic 70s sitcom, The Mary Tyler Moore Show.
This priest is playing golf with his rabbi.
You don't have to do it.
Playing Georgette Franklin in that show, she also had a recurring role on Everybody Loves Raymond. The cause of death has not been released. And Lyft is going to start running continuous background checks on its drivers. The ride-hailing company announcing it will now run daily criminal monitoring of all of its active drivers and will get immediate notification of any criminal convictions that should disqualify someone from driving. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.